This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraqi officials today announced new measures designed to protect voters on Election Day, January 30th. The measures include closing borders, extending nighttime curfews, and restricting internal movement. Iraqis will be barred from traveling between provinces, and Iraq's international borders will be closed the day before the election until the day after. The only exception will be for pilgrims returning from the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Violence is expected in Iraq on Election Day, but most observers expect the vote to be peaceful in the Kurdish part of the country in the north. The Kurds have been in control there since 1992, initially protected by U.S. and British warplanes. The two ruling Kurdish factions have joined forces for the upcoming election to protect their region's semi-autonomous status. But some Kurds complain the election will bring little change to the current Kurdish leadership, which has been dominant for more than a decade. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
In the northern city of Sulaymaniyah, Kurdish security forces seem to stand guard on every street corner. Day and night, they check cars and drivers passing through the gates of the city. In an additional protective measure ahead of the elections, Sulaymaniyah's security chief says thousands of Arab guest workers will soon be asked to leave the city to vote in their own hometowns in central and southern Iraq. Kurdish voters will cast three ballots on Election Day, one for the National Assembly in Baghdad, a second for a Kurdish regional assembly, and a third for municipal councils. Here at the bustling campus of Sulaymaniyah University, students say they are not excited about participating in what's being promoted as an historic step for democracy in Iraq. Students like 22-year-old Talib Mahmoud say the regional elections here will be dominated by the two former Kurdish rebel leaders whose factions have ruled separate parts of Kurdistan for the past 12 years.
Well, we are disappointed because, as you know, these two parties are treating like a dictators. Talibani have a control more than 22 years. Masoud Barzani also.
Jalal Talibani and Masoud Barzani command Kurdistan's security forces and control much of the region's economy. Though they once fought each other, they are now united on a common ballot for the regional elections. It's a move that smaller Kurdish political parties call undemocratic. Even top Kurdish officials like Adnan al-Mufti predict the local election will bring little change to the current Kurdish leadership.
Well, the change after the election, I don't think there will be a big change.
The two main Kurdish factions are also campaigning together in the national elections, and at the national level, the grumbling stops. This chicken farmer complains bitterly about the corruption of the local administration, but he goes on to say he will vote for the same people in the national vote to ensure that the Kurds are not dominated by Iraq's Arab majority.
When it comes to Kurdish nationalism, we are all united. We want to get as much as possible out of the national elections.
For decades, Kurds suffered persecution and ethnic cleansing at the hands of Arab nationalist governments in Baghdad. They finally broke free from Saddam Hussein's control in 1992. Lieutenant Colonel Harry Shute, a U.S. Army reservist who works as a private consultant for one of the Kurdish administrations, says the Kurds' biggest fear is losing their autonomy from Baghdad.
They don't want to lose what they have gained, and that is their big fear, that there will be some result which will jeopardize those rights and freedoms that they have earned over the last 12 years.
This coming election is not about democracy. It's about domination.
Hiwa Osman is a British Kurdish journalist with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting. He says because of the threat of terrorism in the Arab territories to the south, ordinary Kurds will have little choice but to vote for the two main Kurdish parties.
Now, when it comes to January 30th, every Kurdish citizen will vote for the people with guns because it's about protection and domination, this election. Had it been about local governance, good governance, I think they would have voted differently.
Ivan Watson, NPR News in northern Iraq.